Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. You can support this channel through PayPal or Subscribestar at the links below, as my YouTube channel's been demonetized, and I don't know how long I can keep making this series of videos. Any and all donations are helpful. Nothing is too big or too small. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Hawk and the Good. His channel is for MGTOW men looking for philosophy and purpose in today's society. The number one question guys ask me is, how do I find meaning and purpose in life? And Hawken has you covered with politics and current affairs, mixed in from a male perspective. Visit his YouTube channel and see for yourself. Sponsor link is down below. Now on with the memes. Number one, we have a woman saying that when she told the cute guy at work that she has a son, she had to watch the light in his eyes die. The truth is, many guys don't want to continue playing another guy's save game, so to speak. If he's attractive, then why would a woman that's not only a single mother, but also unattractive, with bushy eyebrows, be talking to him? The most she can do at this point is clean his office desk with her face bristles. Moving on is a survey using a fake lie detector to reveal that women lie more than men with regards to sex lives. I'm not surprised that women underreport their bedroom romps and rendezvous. Men also like to embellish their numbers. How is this survey even useful when this is the most obvious truth known to mankind? Men round up and women round down. Number three is someone suggesting that after ladies' night, you need to shine a black light on your girl to see if she's been with 10 guys like this one. She's definitely the jizz queen. I think there's also a good chance she was hanging around with Nick Fuentes. Up next is an article saying that Linda Yaccarino, the new CEO of Twitter, will mute hate speech on the platform and try and win back half the advertisers that have left the platform since Elon Musk took over and made it a free speech platform yet again. Elon overpaid by $20 billion and he's doing something so he doesn't lose even more money. So it's only a matter of time before my tweets get throttled and censored like they were this time last year. Number five is a woman that cheated on her husband with her rich boss, and the new guy was abusive to her and beat her up. She then later bumped into her ex, and he's married now and has a son, and is also now a rich business owner with his own pharmacy. This story is fake because it's supposedly based on a Tyler Perry movie called Temptation. Regardless, I love happy endings like this one. Moving on is a woman that thinks it's fascist to have beauty standards, and that fat is not a bad word. I guess it's easier for her to slander men's standards than to put the work into avoiding Twinkies. She's just upset that she can't become an alpha widow. On the bright side, at least she doesn't have purple hair and more than one tattoo. Yet. But it's okay for her because there are plenty of black men out there that'll rescue her in her parachute-sized panty shorts. Luckily, we won't have to put up with her much longer because the healthy and any age activists typically die young. Number seven is the net chicks called Tall Girl. And there's me on the right dressed up as a cat wondering why there are no shows called the Short Men. A woman that's 5'10 plus is tall to men when the average female is only 5'4. But a short man is 5'9 to women when the average man is 5'9. It's hard being short in Hollywood. Before Game of Thrones, Peter Dinklage had some success selling guitar picks though. Moving on is an article asking the question, why are so many women searching for ultra-violent rape? The answer, of course, is that women enjoy the fantasy of being dominated. One of the greatest fantasies is getting raped and non-consensual encounters, where the woman fights back but the man is so strong that he overpowers her. Male capacity for violence equals protection, and so brutal men are attracted for that reason. Number 9 is Angela Benedict, Uncle Chronic's future girlfriend. Hopefully you won't use any force on her and I ask the question, would you with her? Admit it. Instead of kiss, kiss, bang, bang, you would just bang, bang. I would also say a definite yes because she doesn't have any tattoos. The only issue would be the effort required to remove all those garments. Up next is a graphic showing us that lifetime sex partners of men and women are crashing. If you want proof that women don't change, look back to the late 90s and see that people were having more sex back then. So even back then, many women had a body count over 50. But I don't really know about this because STD rates are rising at an all-time high. Either young people are lying or old boomers are banging without protection. I think a little bit of both. Number 11 is a meme that says, I used to date a girl who had a parrot. Effing thing wouldn't never shut up. The parrot was cool though. So here we have a pretty birdie with a heartbeat. You might think the parrots are cool until you find yourself in Australia one day and a flock of parrots starts squawking at your window and you can't sleep. That's what happened to me in Sydney. Up next, we have George Clooney from Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Having a conversation and some guy telling him that his wife ran off with his best friend Mike. George asks, since when is Mike your best friend? And the guy says, since yesterday. But today that wouldn't happen because women don't run away. They keep your stuff and stay and force you to go away, to live in your car, no doubts. Number 13 is Captain Rogers being frozen in ice and then coming out perfectly young and fine. But later he gets married for 20 years and looks this awful. Actually, it's close to the 50 years, but you get the message. We all know the truth that marriage and women will pretty much age you fast. If you want to see how bad it can get, then just go to see a picture of Brendan Fraser. Moving on, we have the evil queen in Snow White that's jealous of Snow White and her fair skin, so to speak. Hollywood has been inverting genders for years now, so it makes sense that they would start inverting looks as well. Looks to me like the mirror on the wall is broken, and has the spirit of Paul Rubens in it, looking for inner beauty instead of actual beauty. Number 15 is South Africa meeting its climate change deadlines by reducing the amount of coal it burns. But it's not voluntary. It's because the power plants are breaking down, leading to reduced industrial activity. If you want to know why society is promoting girls and punishing boys, it's probably the only way to reduce carbon emissions by destroying civilization. Remember that you are the carbon they seek to reduce. Number 16, we have Johnny Depp being immortalized and eternally remembered as the first man to win an argument with a woman. That may be true, but how much energy and money was put into this? Actually, this is probably wrong because Trump was the first man to ever get a refund from a corn star working girl. Ms. Turd is not just a woman, though. She's also a bed-shitting borderline psychopath. Up next is a guy telling you to remember that God sometimes sends an ex back to your life to see if you're still stupid. Remember that you left her because you smartened up, and the only reason she's coming back is because she couldn't find anyone better. The only reason you're even considering getting back together is because you still remember the good times and are forgetting the bad. Number 18, if you want to see how dangerous it is for young guys out there, this guy went to jail and faced a sexual conviction after touching a woman on the arm and the waist. In the past, if a man had done that, the woman would have pretty much told him she wasn't interested and to leave her alone. But today, if you're a creepy 19-year-old dude, then what happens is you get two charges of sexual assault. One for touching her arm, of course. And they wonder why more men are going monk mode these days. Moving on, we have a woman saying that the best thing the men have accomplished is a high level of self-deletion. Imagine the outcry if it was a man saying that women's greatest accomplishment was all the self-cutting they do and their high notch counts. Women can still freely say things about men because no one cares about men's problems, including men. It's called the empathy gap, and you need to look into it. This woman is a demon, but no one cares. Number 20 is a woman that once got her ex to go with her to couples therapy and paid her female friend to pose as the therapist, and the therapist gaslit him the whole time. That's why you never go to a female therapist if you're a man. Only male ones are group therapy. Female-owned group preference is going to cloud both the real and fake female therapist's judgments, and she will always subconsciously take the side of women in society and not really care about you. Number 21 is an article from the New York Post about a woman that fell in love with her mugger after he robbed her in the street. How romantic. It's called hebristophilia, when women fall in love with criminals. You also might remember this violent gang member. When he had his mugshots published, so many women gushed over him that he's now got a modeling contract and can sleep with as many women as he wants. It's all about those tingles even when he robs you of your jingles. Up next, we have someone that looks like Belle Delphine, either being really dumb or just trolling by saying that she got a nose job so her future kids would be born with a naturally small nose. She says it's all for the children, but we all really know it's there to help land the best man possible. But just look at this poor simping sap that got taken by a woman getting surgery to make her eyes look bigger. But at least in this case, the children have small noses even though they look like they have the eyes of a pig. Number 23 is an article saying that a religious studies teacher aged 26 met up for romps with a teenager. But those words were crossed out and it says grape. But if a man had done this, then you can sure bet that the word grape would have been in there. He also would have been jailed for longer than 14 months. More like 14 years. Those double standards are despicable. Again, empathy gap. Moving on is a guy asking a woman out on another date, and she says no way after what he did to her, which is forcing her to pay for her own meal. Oh, the pearl-clutching humanity. His meal was just over 17 pounds while hers was 110, and she was the one that invited him out. Odds are she just wanted a free meal paid for by someone in the friend zone. But he's just a student and not her sugar daddy, it seems. He should have just excused himself and left when she ordered the lobster and the wine. She took him for a sucker, and she was the one that got screwed. And finally, number 25 is a woman that's such a big fan of serial killers that she had them tattooed on her thighs. To make her tingle, no doubts. Myself and almost every guy in the comments section says pass on this one too. She's probably cray cray. There's also a good chance you'll wake up with her after you do the deed, with her trying to snuggle you, no doubt. Either that or she'll probably leave you to monkey branch to someone in prison like Ted Bundy. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Remember that I make these for free, so donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links for more content like this. Also, don't forget to give this video a thumbs up, because it helps push it in the algorithm. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.